Hey, back here on Downtown as we get ready for a big hockey weekend for the Maine. Black Bear is hosting the Riverhawks of UMass Lowell with the skinny on all of that. We turn to the voice of the Black Bears, our friend John Shields of the Black Bear Sports Network. Hello there, Johnny.
Hi, Rich. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. You enjoying that beautiful rain today?
Yes, the nice 50-degree weather.
Yeesh.
A beautiful January day.
What has that done to the Shields family rink?
Actually, it might help because we had a lot of bumps and a lot of hills in the rink from the last snowstorm. And so this warm weather might level that rink out a little bit, which is good. But how is it going to affect the Alpha on a warm day? It could make the ice tonight in the Alpha on a little softer than normal, so we'll have to see.
Well, let's go back to last weekend first. What a terrific showing for the Black Bears against an Alaska Anchorage team that came in playing quite well, but the Black Bears took care of business.
Yeah, they're a very talented four-win hockey team. They only had 4 wins on the year, and they played a couple good games against the Black Bears. Friday night came down to the last 20 seconds, Thomas Frio scoring with 20 seconds left in a 1-0 game. So a win on Friday night for Maine. And for Friel, that's his second goal of the season. And he's becoming a strong player for the Black Bears. And the other note in that game, Victor Ostman, his third shutout of the season. He was the Hockey East goaltender of the month for December. He's now, was announced yesterday, he's on the Mike Richter watch list, which is the best college hockey goalie in the country. So Ostman's on the list, the watch list for that, and 3 shutouts on the year puts him in some good company. 1 of 10 goalies in college hockey with 3 shutouts or more, so pretty impressive Friday night for Victor Ostman. And then Saturday, back and forth, they went to overtime, and Maine able to win it in OT. Cole Hansen with the overtime game winner, so a couple of wins against Alaska Anchorage last weekend at the Alpha. Pretty exciting games.
And now, starting tonight, nothing but Hockey East games the rest of the way.
Correct. League play the rest of the way, and these games are important. And Maine in a very good position. They have played the least amount of Hockey East games in hand. Black Bears have only played 8 league games up to this point. You look at UConn, they've played 15. A bunch of other teams have played 13. So 8 games is the least league games played so far, and Maine has a chance with those games at hand to make a push up the standings.
We're talking with John Shields here on Downtown. Well, the Riverhawks in tonight and tomorrow night, always a power in Hockey East play and in the national picture as well. Mike Toole was in with us yesterday, and he says that we may see a couple of teams tonight that resemble each other.
Yeah, 2 physical teams, two teams that play a similar style. It's a little more physical and using their bodies, finishing checks. He's absolutely right. Norm Bazan is in his 12th year as the head coach of Lowell. That's the type of team he has. He's a 3-time Hockey East Coach of the Year. He won the National Coach of the Year award back in 2012 and 2013. And talking to Coach Ben Bard this week, he has a lot of respect for Norm Bazan. He says he's one of the most structured, organized coaches, maybe one of the best, one of the best coaches in college hockey, which is pretty high praise coming from Coach Barr. So he has a lot of respect for Norm Bazan and the Riverhawks.
Well, the Bears making good progress, and one of the keys, obviously, has been the play of Victor Ostman, but also some of those new Black Bears that Ben Barr has brought in are making an impact this season.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it starts with the defense of in front of Ostman out, Luke Antonacci, Brandon Holt. We've talked about those guys this year. Brandon Chabria, he played 1 game last weekend in the series, but he's a freshman defenseman who's played well, and one of the forwards who has now played just 3 games but has played really good games is Aiden Carney. He got to play Saturday at Colgate, played well, and earned a spot last weekend against Alaska Anchorage. And Saturday, great pass from Carney. He found Michael Mancinelli, who scored his first goal of the season. So Aiden Carney's made some great plays for Maine in his first 3 games, and he's got some size and some strength. He's 6'4", 195 pounds as a freshman. His father, Keith Carney, played at Maine. Mm. Black Bear fans will remember him, over 100-point scorer at Maine as a defenseman, over 1,000 NHL games. So Aiden Carney, the last 3 games, getting his opportunity to jump in the lineup. It's been a lot of fun to watch him play and play well.
So, John, realistically, as they get into the meat of the hockey schedule, how many points do the Black Bears need this weekend for this to be considered a successful weekend?
Well, there's 6 points on the line, 3 points per game if you win in regulation. I think, if they win tonight, that jumps them up from ninth to eighth because UMass is not playing tonight. So that would be huge. I think you obviously want to get as many points as you can. I would say four or more would be a very, very successful weekend. But that's just my opinion.
Well, that's the opinion that counts, John. Let's be honest.
Right. I mean, they can't do too much. I mean, what they can do this weekend with some points is try to get out of that ninth spot and jump above UMass because seven and above that has games in hand and a lot of points in hand on the Black Bears. So it's going to be one weekend at a time, but, you know, it all starts tonight.
6:30, pregame show, puck drop at 7:05.
Yes, that is correct. Should be a couple of great games against the Riverhawks. Two teams looking for these Hockey East points. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I felt like I was maybe in the booth with you. I was at the gym yesterday and ran into Larry Mahoney. And, of course, the first thing he did after saying hello was give me a little piece of candy.
Ah, yes. What did you get?
I scored big. I got a peppermint patty. I love those.
Oh, okay. Yep. Thursday, peppermint patty day. Yeah, usually tonight might be those hard strawberry candies.
I actually like those too.
Yeah, he's got good candy in all those pockets.
Absolutely. Well, have a great broadcast tonight and tomorrow night. We know you will. Appreciate you making time for us as always, and we'll visit again next week.
Thanks, Rich. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, John. John Shields, he's the voice of Maine Black Bear Hockey, and he joins us every Friday afternoon on Downtown. Our Black Bear Reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, with everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust. See Tom Bennett and the crew at Bennett Auto Center and check them out online at BennettAutoCenter.com.